Up next, Theatre Alaska's stage reading of Pride and Prejudice, an exploration of gender, and much, much more. And you're listening to the soundtrack from Pride and Prejudice, Liz on Top of the World. And you are listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. We are just about to have a wonderful conversation here about Pride and Prejudice, the adaptation of a Jane Austen play written by Kate Hamill. And, you know, this is such a unusual thing to do that Theatre Alaska is having a reading. So it's not like a regular play, but it's a staged reading. And so we have Christina Apathy with us, who is directing, and then Boston Christopher, who plays a couple of the parts, joining us. And so, Christina, maybe you could start off and explain to us just what a staged reading is.
Yeah, hi. A staged reading is different than a full production. A play reading is usually done with actors reading the script out of their three-ring binders behind music stands. I call this a little bit of a glorified stage reading because we've got our scripts in one hand, and that kind of allows us to move around a little bit. We use the essential prop or costume piece, and it you know, being sort of able to move allows us to create stage pictures and tell the story a little clearer.
So from what I understand, Kate Hamill said that she wanted this to be a conversation, that her adaptation was not a cookie-cutter lift from the novel that Jane Austen wrote. And how does the reading, Christina, make it a conversation, or is it?
You know, theater is always a conversation. You're always hoping that the audience that comes here will walk away talking about what they saw. Theater is a conversation generator. I have never personally met Kate Hamill, so we're just hoping to have some fun with this comedy. It's the same beautiful love story. And it's a modern take. And so I think kind of marrying the period piece with what's happening, with the modern play, the modern language, sure, it can be a conversation starter.
Yeah, why not?
Well, Boston,
yeah.
You know, tell us about what the basic plot is. I mean, does the plot kind of stay the same even though it's
Yeah, the plot of the – I mean, people probably have read the book. The plot is basically the same. There are daughters that are possibly going to be wedded off to various different people. Mrs. Bennet is very concerned about that and wants proper – you know, she wants the men who are going to provide for her daughters. And then, of course, you know, Mr. Darcy comes into the picture, Mr. Bingley, and various others. The main story, the main plot is basically between Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy, who are, you know, attracted together, but also, you know, they're like a magnet. They push each other away. They pull each other together. They're back and forth the whole time. And in the meantime, there's all these other kooky characters that are doing their kooky things, and various other sundry things happen. So as I like to say, wackiness ensues, basically. And I have the pleasure of playing Mrs. Bennet, which is part of the thing that Kate was doing here. She's also an actor, so she wanted to play Elizabeth Bennet. So I think that's one reason she wrote the play. And then they sort of focus on one of the reasons that they're doing some of the cross-casting. It's in the script, it says it could be – there's a few different parts. Flordelino is playing another role. But they're male or female listed. There's some that are that have to be the gender, but then there's roles like Mrs. Bennett, Miss Bingley, things like that, that the playwright says male or female. And basically the parts that she described as being either or is because the parts that are either gender are basically the ones that have a little bit more history of patriarchal kind of roles. And so that's where she was sort of playing with that idea and kind of and messing around with that and allowing people to have a little fun with that.
Well, I guess she said, Kate Hamill said that really Jane Austen was a feminist before we had a word for that. And mm-hmm. so we see a lot of these ideas. But it is an interesting idea that you get to play a woman.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And I presume that some of the females play men.
Yes, absolutely. Aaron Tripp is playing Mr. Bennett.
and that's so, your wife.
Yeah, it's kind of like back and forth. And one of the things that the playwright notes in the play is that you're not supposed to play the gender, you're supposed to play the character. So you're still playing the essence of the character. And Mrs. Bennett, as we all know, is sort of the overbearing parent. I'm just going to say parent, right? So the overbearing parent who's really trying to make things happen. And luckily, I get to have some fun with this role because it's kind of some of the comedic relief. Christina has the more fun, dramatic role of, you know, being in love with Mr. Darcy, which is played by Drake Wade. And I don't think it's that hard to be in love with Jake Wade. So, you know, it's all good in the end.
So you act and kind of direct this.
Yes.
At the same time.
I've been hopping back and forth, Rhonda. I've been hopping back and forth between watching what's going on and being in what's going on. And it's a little bit schizophrenic, but it's kind of fun.
Yeah. You know, I can imagine that these readings would be fun for the people that are reading, but Christina, how is it fun for the audience, do you think? We should mention that these are outdoors as well, right?
Yeah, they both take place outdoors. One is in the valley at Riverside Rotary Park on Saturday at 2 o'clock and on Sunday at Sandy Beach in the Pioneer Pavilion there at noon.
So you got
both outside. Two choices.
But back to that question. So nice being outside, being able to enjoy this. But how do these kind of readings become enjoyable for the audience?
Well, I think any time you do something with a week of rehearsal, it's going to be imperfect and humanly spontaneous. And the playwright has painted such beautiful characters, and they're kind of these awkward archetypes. And they just have a desire to explore love, and like Boston said, it's kind of zany, it's kind of a romp. It's not shallow, it has a lot of heart at the same time. But they're all kind of novices in love and in their relationships, and it's just fun to sort of, I mean, we've been in this spell of isolation for so long that it's just kind of fun to come out of that and be social.
Yeah, and I think the beauty of a stage reading too is that you're allowed. It's sort of like when you read a novel, right? So since we're basically this is on a novel, like you get to visualize a little bit more. Since we're doing it during the day, there's no lights, there's no set, there's no, you know, there's none of that happening. It's really the communication between the actors that's happening, and so you get to focus on that. You get to focus on the words of the play a little bit. And then you get to sort of imagine what it might be like if it was in a theater at some point. And it's a lot of times a way for a theater to see if they want to do a full production of it, if people are interested in it. It's also a way just to explore different kinds of stories that may not be able to be produced at the level that you might want to produce it at, but still be able to have access for the actors or the audience to engage in this story. You know, and Pride and Prejudice is a great story. A lot of people love it, and you get to see some local actors kind of have some fun with this zany version of it, which is kind of cool.
Well, people kind of have, when it comes to Jane Austen and Pride and Prejudice and some of her other pieces, they kind of have this BBC image of of something being a little bit on the dry side. But how about this version? Is it somewhat irreverent?
On the back of the script, they call it not your grandmother's Pride and Prejudice, and which is sort of like,
what does that mean,
right?
Christina?
What does that mean? I feel like it's insulting to our grandmas, but you know, they're incredibly vivacious people, right? But I think it's their way of sort of getting somebody to pick up the script and say, you know, this isn't a posh period piece. Right. You can all – it's accessible and it's fun.
It moves very fast.
It's
very playful. It moves very fast. There's a lot of, you know, Great one-liners in it, a lot of different characters. You get to see some of your favorite actors in it. Enrique Bravo's in it, who's actually splitting his time from Fun Home to play with us. Jake Wade is in it. Alicia Hughes Scandes, assembly person. Alicia Hughes Scandes is in it. Christina's in it.
Natalia Spengler. The only one we haven't mentioned so far.
And Floridolino, who's the artistic director of theater last night.
Lagandino. Yeah. Love that name.
Yeah.
Floridolino
Lagandino.
What a great name. But he has a passion for acting and works a lot behind the scenes for Theater Alaska.
Yeah, he runs Theater Alaska. Yeah.
So this is great to be able to see him out there.
It's also very fun that, you know, sometimes in Juneau, when you're a professional actor, it's like sometimes you're the only one in a play with maybe, other people in town. But mm-hmm. there are so many people who've spent so much of their lives acting in this reading that it's so fun for us all to play together.
This is a seasoned cast, is what you're trying to say.
Well, I think that there's an advantage to that because you can enjoy the language, the voices, and the gifts of these people. Well, I am so sorry, but we are short on time today. But I do want to recap Riverside Rotary Park, a performance at 2 p.m., and that's Saturday. And then at Pioneer Pavilion at Savico Park, Sunday, May 15th at noon.
I do want to mention just one little thing, Rhonda, is if you do come, I think they do say to bring your own chair, right? To bring your
Indeed.
Own piece of seating
right.
to
Good
sit on.
Good thing that you said that.
And
hopefully
masks
it won't
are
rain.
Recommended.
Masks.
Also.
Yeah. So it's nice and safe with masks and
yeah.
outdoors.
And hopefully a nice sunny day is hopefully.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope that some of the sprinkles that may be out there will wait for your performances. But it sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for being here with us today. Christina Apathy, she's director of this stage reading of Pride and Prejudice, as well as Boston Christopher, one of the performers. So lots to look forward to. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.